97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
You know, Mark, you and I have talked a lot on this show about homelessness, right? And the issue that it is here in the St. Louis area, of course it's everywhere, but St. Louis in particular, we need to figure out what the heck the solution is.
It's the unhoused.
It's funny you say that because I'm going to find headlines to write for news, and that is exactly part of the headline that I read on KMOV this morning, talking about this new program to help, according to KMOV, the unhoused. But it's interesting because what they're going to do is they're going to start paying the homeless people to work. So as part of this, they can earn money cleaning the parks here and beautifying the city streets. They're going to get cash payments. And then as part of this program, they're going to try to help them transition to a stable job. I actually think at least that's a step in the right direction. Is that going to be what ultimately works? I'm not really sure.
No.
But that, to me, at least, I can get on board with of trying to encourage people to actually work.
This is the problem with low information government employees. They're do-gooders is what they are. They want to do things that make them feel good, but they don't think these things through to their logical end. People aren't homeless because they want to be homeless. They're homeless because of drug addiction and other mental health problems that have led them to this point in life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a matter of, well, if you would just work harder, you could have a house and you wouldn't be unhoused. Most of these people don't want to be housed. They're in the situation they're in, and they may be desperate. I'm not saying they don't need help with food or shelter, but just giving them a place to stay and thinking you're going to convince them to go get a job is not the solution for 95%
of them. Well, I think a county in Colorado that's just south of Denver, I think they have figured out a solution, and it would be very interesting to adopt that here. Listen to what they've done. It's a simple three-word message that has had a dramatic effect on the homelessness issue there in street begging.
Three words?
Three words.
Can
you
I
wanna,
guess?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Get a job.
That might work too, Mark Cox, but that's not what these signs say that are posted throughout the county. These flyers have been handed out, signs that read, handouts don't help, okay? But it goes beyond that. What it does is it says, handouts don't help, and then it says, give safely through DouglasHasHeart.org. This is Douglas County where this is happening. And then it has information on this number you can call. For help, call HEART, your compassionate law enforcement team at such and such and such. So to me, I think that's smart because what this county commissioner in that area saw was, okay, if people are known to give out money, right? They roll their window down when they're at the stoplight and they give them a buck. The people talk, okay? The homeless people see that is a corner you want to be at. And guess what's going to happen? It's like if you put out a piece of bread for the birds, guess what? One bird turns into 50 and there's a swarm around you because they all want the piece of bread that you have in your hand, right?
And
they're hoping you're going to be coming back the next day or dropping more bread for them. So
you just made a Mary Poppins reference.
Oh, thank you, Carl, for pointing that out. I appreciate that. That was not my intent, but glad I did. So I think that's very smart of them to do this because he's saying once we're discouraging people from just always wanting to give money out and telling them, we're not saying you can't help, but let me redirect your money to an actual place where we can make sure we're getting them the resources that they need to actually hopefully help get them out of this cycle of homelessness. I don't know. Listen to this, okay?
Yeah.
Listen to the numbers. So again, this is Douglas County in Colorado. The initiative, this whole thing started back in 2022. Number, and this is a smaller community, but number of people living on the streets there went from 43 people to 6 from 2022 to 2024. The total number of people sleeping outside or in their cars has been reduced by 50% since the summer of 2023.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty incredible. I think that's says something.
What city is this in?
This is Douglas County as a whole in Colorado.
Well, I know, but what city does that encompass? Do we know?
No, I think this is Douglas County. as a county.
No, no, no. I understand that. Here's what they used to do in St. Louis City. This is years ago. I'm not saying they still do this. They would pick up the homeless people or the prostitutes, and they would take them and they would drop them off in the county, and then the county people would pick them up and bring them back and drop them off in the city.
It's Castle Rock.
It moves around. The problem moves around. I'm not saying that they didn't have some impact on it, but my suspicion is that when the honey hole dried up, they moved on to a different city where they could still stand out and panhandle, because it's the easiest way to do nothing and get enough money for your fix at the end of the day.
Okay, you're probably not wrong, but they do point out in this article how they saw a dramatic increase in the number of people in their shelters.
So it's Castle Rock, but it's also the DMA, which means the
Castle Pines, Castle Rock, Lone Tree, Parker, Larkspur, never heard of that.
It's part of the Denver area. It's like Denver.
It's south of Denver.
Yeah, yeah.
So they probably relocated to Denver proper, which is, you know, 72 square miles surrounded by reality, and they're just begging over there now. I'm sorry, I'm a cynic. I don't disagree with the fact that the county could direct that money more efficiently, probably, if you're going to donate $1 or $5 to the person standing at the end of the freeway. They probably can put it to a little bit better use than a bottle of Ripple.
Well, right. I mean, because ultimately you don't know where that money is going to go. You don't know if they're going to go buy food or if you're going to go buy cigarettes or liquor. Because I have run into people. In fact, I ran into somebody outside the grocery store a couple weeks ago, and I didn't have any cash on me, but I've offered to buy food for someone, and they've turned me down, you know? So I'm like, you really don't want the food you're claiming you want the money for. You want the money because then you can do whatever the heck you want with it, and I don't know about it because I walk away after that.
In Las Vegas, I saw an unhoused person.
You better be politically correct on this show. Mark demands it.
Yeah. He had a sign that said, "I'll be honest, it's for hookers and blow."
Well, you know, that's probably true for a lot of people, so at least
I
he's
might
honest.
Have donated to that guy. I did just for kicks.
I mean,
at least he's honest.
We know that they're not out there, you know, going to buy themselves a
If you
sandwich
roll the window
cases.
Down and offer them a sandwich, they don't have any interest in that. They want the money because they want it for,
hookers
again, mental health or addiction problems
right.
is what you got going on there.
Right. I'm just saying, I think this is an interesting thing. Now, to your point, did some of these people go over to Denver or neighboring communities and just go set up their tent over there? Absolutely. That's probably a fair assumption. But I do think that I don't know. I think that it's worth a shot. I mean, all it is flyers that
you might
hand out.
It might help a few people.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what we're doing here is clearly not working.
Well, what we did here was some, you know, goody two-shoes attorney took this to court and got it declared that you couldn't chase away the homeless from standing at the end of the freeway and begging for money at the off-ramp, right? You couldn't no longer charge them with a nuisance for doing that, that it was a violation of their rights. So they're on every street corner, right? That's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And we ask for that problem, right? The court granted them the freedom to do that. The point is, don't roll the window down and give them anything.
Right. But
the woman standing out there who claims, "I have two children and can't pay
the
rent," and intentionally misspells words on the things, you feel even worse for her, is not there to support her two kids. She's there to support her crack.
It's like they can spell a really intense word like correctly, but like the word "the," they misspell. I think of like on Big Daddy Heap Hop Anonymous. You give him all the easy ones. One of my favorite scenes from that movie.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, think of every, I know this won't happen because there's very liberal cities like St. Louis that want to give them, they're all about the handouts. But think if every city did this and people just really decreased the amount of money they were giving these people, they can't just go to Denver because they're not going to find people giving more money there. So they would just
break into your house.
Well,
so
there's
I'm
that.
Sorry.
That might
they're going to come and get it one way or the other. I'm sorry. I'm just too cynical about the whole thing. And the fact that the thing that pisses me off on top of everything else is that the media in this country goes along with that nonsense. I want to be if make me news director for a day and I would just go through and erase all of that nonsense that we have to be politically correct with the words that we use and call somebody unhoused.
Mm-hmm.
You're unhoused, or you're a newcomer to this country. If you broke in, if you kicked in my front door and sat in my living room, you'd be a burglar. You wouldn't be a trespasser. You wouldn't be a newcomer, and I'd probably shoot you.
Right. If I don't
wait a
have,
minute,
if
I shouldn't have said that, but my staff will have to clean that up later.
If I don't have a car, I'm carless. I'm not uncarred. Okay. No one says that. If I don't have a dog, I guess I wouldn't say I'm dogless. That's weird too. I had to think. I had to say
you're
that
undogged.
One out loud. I'm undogged. Okay.
You're undogged.
No, I'm undogged, Carl. How dare you? I'm offended by you not referring to the correct thing. I'm undogged.
Man, we need a good dose of common sense in this country. It's out of control.
Get more at 971talk.com.